Truth is, when we stand 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, on these days it says probably Yomim Yedaberu. There's no reason really to talk these days because the days themselves are such powerful days that talk for themselves. It's a matzav of Ein Oime Ve'Ein Dvorim. Because if one is misbeinin, that there's only 3 days left before Yom Adin, a person realizes himself this eiris that it calls for. There's a word from Kadmeinim. It's miyuchis to a son of the Rebbe Rav Zisha. Dover nifla in the Aveda left in the 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Halach and Hilchas Eidus is that a Seine is possible to say Eidus. Who's called a Seine? Kolshele dibbe imay shleshe yomim. One didn't have 3 days out of Sina. A person didn't associate with a person 3 days. It's called a Seine. We all know that when it comes Yom Adin, there's a Mekatreg that can be Mekatreg Lamaila, and that is the one who brings Berah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Koyach of the Mekatreg, the Satan. He brings Eidus, Kaviyachol, and he says Eidus, that we, whatever he brings Eidus on that that we did, that we shouldn't have done. How can we save ourselves from that he shouldn't be kosher la'Eidus? If a person, the last 3 days of the year, does not talk to him, does not associate himself with the Yetzirah, he's a sinner of the Yetzirah. As the Pasuk says, Oyave Hashem Sinu Ra. Not only does he listen to the Yetzirah, he realizes that the Yetzirah is Ra, and that causes him to be a sinner of the Ra. Then the Yetzirah is called a sinner, and a sinner is possible Le'edus. So these 3 days that are left before Rosh Hashanah, one has a way to pattern himself that the Yetzirah shouldn't be able to be made on Rosh Hashanah, that Klal Yisrael Chas V'Sholem did something wrong. But the truth of the matter is that there's a different way to look at Rosh Hashanah and to look at our Aveda of Achana to Rosh Hashanah. There's a Sefer from a Talmud of the Rajba, recently printed, a Sefer from a Talmud of the Rajba Ala Teira, and he says, Dvarim Niflaim Ad Miyit. He tells us that if we talk about din, and we talk about the din in Shamayim, when there is din, it doesn't help anything. If we have to be oimid b'din, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's din, there are no psharis. In the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's din, there is a klara halacha, what the din is, and there is no two ways about it. How are Yidin zeiche b'din? Yidin are zeiche b'din only if they have the koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go with them, lefnim mishuris hadin. If we have a koyach to poil by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go with us, lefnim mishuris hadin, that's where our hope Rosh Hashanah is. And if so, he says, what is the aveda that a person has to prepare himself for Rosh Hashanah? The aveda is that a person should prepare himself with inyanim of doing things, lefnim mishuris hadin. And when he does things, lefnim mishuris hadin, mida keneged mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with him, lefnim mishuris hadin. So we spoke about two inyanim. We spoke about an inyan that the Yetzirah has to be. We have to find a way that the Yetzirah should not be an Eidus. We have to also find a way that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should act with us, lefnim mishuris hadin. The Torah tells us, Al Toshes Iyotcha Im Rasha Liyos Eid Chamos. What does this pasuk mean in Derech Aveda? There's a small sefer Rishpei Eish Ramotchen Ishchize. And Ramotchen Ishchize says Dvarim Neiroim Pshat in this pasuk. He says Yetzahara is only an Eid Echot. And when the Yetzahara comes Rosh Hashanah and he looks for somebody to be the second Eid, he needs somebody to say Eidus with him, because it says in the Torah, La Yakum Eid Echad Beish, the way it says in Zohar HaKadosh, that is the reason why that the Levana is not visible on Rosh Hashanah, because the Yetzirah cannot go and call the Levana to say Eidus, because he cannot find the Levana. And then it says, L'yokam Eidechot Be'ish. So it says in Zeya Kodesh. So we see that the Yetzirah looks at somebody to be a second aid. And Abad Chinishchiza tells us, you know who the second aid is that says Eidus? When Reuven talks about Shimon, when Reuven talks Lashon Hara on Shimon, when Reuven talks bad about another Yid, so at that point in time, he becomes the second aid that the Yetzirah is looking for to come and say Eidus Lemaila. And that is what the Torah tells us. Lo yakum eidechad b'ish. The Yetzirah needs a second one. So the Torah tells us, Altoshet yadcha im rasha. Don't be a second aid with that rasha, that you should be an aid chamas, to be chaymes in nefesh Yisrael, to take away Rachmana Litzlan, Ayid's nefesh, by being a shutif to the Yetzirah, by being the second aid. Ramat Chinishchiza tells us, that who is the one that gives the Yetzirah the koyach to say Eidus? The one who gives the koyach, the Yetzirah, to say Eidus is the midos of a person in the union of Lashon Hara. And when a person talks bad about another person, he becomes the shutif to the Yetzirah, to that he should be able to have a second aid to be able to say Eidus Lamaila and be mekatrik on Klal Yisrael. And when one thinks about that, one has to think, what is my avodah to prepare myself for Rosh Hashanah? I don't think any person wants to be a shutif to the avodah of the mekatreg on Rosh Hashanah. On any yid in the world, nobody wants to be a shutif to the Rav Yitzhara, to be mekatreg on a yid, on Yom HaDin, that a yid should chas v'shalom be nifsak in Shamayim the wrong way. Not l'chaim, chas v'shalom, for other things. So what is our etzer when we stand 3 days before Rosh Hashanah? That's a davar pashut, that the next 3 days, nobody would talk Lashon Hara on a Yid, thinking and knowing that he's standing 3 days before Yom HaDin, he would not talk Lashon Hara on another person, and he wouldn't be a shutif to the Yitzhara to be an Eidus on Yom HaDin. But there is more than that. All the Lashon Hara that we spoke all year, all that we spoke about other people, and everybody, Rachmana Litzlan, is nichshol here and there about talking about somebody else. And all that Lashon Hara is now going to come lamaila on Rosh Hashanah and be a shutif with the Yetzirah and give the Yetzirah the second aid that he needs. That dibur that we said a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, about that yid and about that yid, and we nichshol in talking bad about somebody, that comes Rosh Hashanah and becomes the shutif to the Yetzirah that he should have another aid. So it is understood very well that one of the most inyonim nechutzim b'yeser that a person should do in the next 3 days is be oiker that Lashon Hara. And that can only be done with tshuva, Ben Adam Lamakim and Ben Adam Lachaveroi, as the halachas of tshuva are on Lashon Hara. Because if not, one will be a shutif, a partner, an aid chamas and Rachmana Litzlan when it comes Rosh Hashanah. When it comes Rosh Hashanah this year, and this year we don't blow shofar the first day Rosh Hashanah, Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Dal Damis Bishuserabim. Rav Shlomo Kluge asks a question, many ask this question, Rav Shlomo Kluge asks it in a very sharp way. He asks, how could the Chachamim come and be geyser? Shem yavirenu, not to blow shofar, it's pikuach nefesh to blow shofar. Shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimed mikisedin lekisei rachmem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes mikisedin lekisei rachmem. It's the Atzala of Klal Yisrael. It's pekuach nefesh. Why should there be doicha, something that the whole chiyus of Klal Yisrael is totally in the blowing of shofar? Because of the gzeira of Shem Yavirenu. And if we know that Shem Yavirenu in a certain way, exeder chayka, that it should be over ederaisa? If so, why would they oiker a mitzvah that has in it the whole chiyus and the whole hatzola of Kalal Yisrael? And Abshalom Kluge has many ways to explain it. One of the ways that the Abshalom Kluge explains it is a dova nifla admiyot. He says that truthfully from the Gemara in Erechin, when the Gemara talks about the inyanim of Lashon Hara, we learn from the Gemara in Erechin that dibur is not only kim maise, but dibur at times is even stronger than a maise. Because we see to what degree the Gemara tells us the Aveira of Lashon Hara and to what degree that Aveira is. If so, we understand why we need a shofar and we cannot be yotze with zichra in teruah. Why do we need a shofar? Why can it not be enough, the zichra in teruah? The reason why it cannot be enough, the zichra in teruah, is because the dibur of a yid is not the way it should be. If the dibur of a yid would be the way it should be, then zichra in teruah would be enough. Rav Shlomo Kluge teaches a pasuk. If not for Rav Shlomo Kluge would say it, it would look interesting that someone should say such a teach. Zichra in teruah mikra kodesh. You know when you can be a zichra in teruah? If the mikra of the person is kodesh, if the dibur of the person is kodesh, then it can be a zichra in teruah. Then we can be yotze with a zichra in teruah. And since the dibur of a yid is not the way it should be, so one cannot talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be ma'orer the teruah. One needs the koyach of the shofar itself. But when it comes Shabbos kodesh, when Shabbos we know that Amoret is Yore L'Shaker B'Shabbos. We know that Chazal tell us V'daber Dover Shilayhei Diburach Shal Adam B'Shabbos K'Diburach Shal Adam B'Chayil. A person's Dibur Shabbos is not the same like a person's Dibur in the weekdays, in the negative manner and in the positive. Rav Tzadik HaKoyen has a diuk in the Lashon HaPasik. Why does it say in the Pasik V'daber Dover? Just like the other things that it says in the Pasik. It says what you should not do. Mimtzei cheftzecha. It says you should not do cheftzecha. So too it should say midaber dover, not vidaber dover. And Rav Tzadik HaKoyen says that al karchach, the pasuk means not only should you not talk in Shabbos what you talk in the weekdays, as Tosis brings the Yishalmi, ima shteik haye, shteik Shabbos haye. But it means also that the positive diburim, the Diburei Torah, the Diburei Tefillah are on a higher madrega. V'daber dover. Shabbos you have a koyach to be a medaber. Shabbos you have a koyach that it should be kipi Hashem diber. It should be the Dvar Hashem should talk from you. You should talk be'emes the way a yid should talk. Shabbos the diber of a yid is nes'ala in Shabbos, Rav Tzadik says. That's what it means, v'daber dover. And Rav Shlomo Kluge says, if so, if Shabbos, the dibur of a yid, is not the way it is in the weekdays, the dibur of a yid is a more nis'aladike dibur, then Shabbos, we do not need the shofar. Shabbos, we can be yotze with zichra in teruah, because the mikra al Shabbos is kodesh. That's what Rav Shlomo Kluge tells us. And it's a davar nifle, the limud of Rav Shlomo Kluge. And what is the limud in the lamaisa of this word of Rav Shlomo Kluge? The limit of the lamaisa of this word in Rav Shlomo Kluge is to what degree a person has to watch his dibur on this coming Shabbos. To what degree a person has to watch his koyach ha-dibur on this coming Shabbos. Because the whole way, the only way, and the whole reason that we do not blow shofar on this Shabbos is because we have a zichra in teruah. And that zichra in teruah does exactly what shofar does. The Mishneh Berurah in Shaar Tzion, Sifkaton Lamed Hei, said the Dover Nifla, why don't we blow shofar this coming Friday? This coming Friday, we don't need a hefsik, because Shabbos we don't either blow. So why don't we blow Friday the shofar of Elul? And the Mishneh Berurah said, B'Shem Da'acharonim in Shaar Tzion, because Shabbos we do blow shofar, Zichra in Teruah, Havik in Teruah. It gives us a different blick, a different look, a different way to see the zichra in teruah of Shabbos. That it's as if there was a teruah on Shabbos. Why is there a teruah on Shabbos? That Rav Shlomo Kluge tells us It's there because we have Koyach HaDibur of Mikra Kodesh, so we could say Zichron in Teruah. If so, one has to understand that this Shabbos, the Koyach HaDibur of the Yid, has to be on a much higher Madrega. The Koyach HaDibur on the Yid, more than just every Shabbos. Every Shabbos, a person has to watch what he talks on Shabbos. He shouldn't be over Divrei Kabbalah, I'm talking Divrei Chol in Shabbos, Divrei Mischa in Shabbos. But on this Shabbos, when the whole Koyach of the Yid on this Shabbos to do what the Trua does, to do the Lefatos, Lesbeirom Betrua, to be able to be Poyel, the Kisei Din, the Kisei Rachmim, we have to do it with Koyach HaDibur. To what degree does a person have to watch himself this Shabbos, that the Dibur should not be Nivgam, the Dibur should be a pure Dibur. But maybe we can understand another reason why on Shabbos we do not need the Tkiyas Shofar. Why on Shabbos we can go without Tkiyas Shofar, and the Shabbos alone gives the same Koyach as Tkiyas Shofar. One of the biggest Koyaches of Tara of Klal Yisrael, one of the biggest Koyaches of Tara is the Inyan of Achdus of Klal Yisrael. The Yid HaKadosh tells us a remes, Vayakel Moshe, which was the Koyach of Shabbos. Vayakel Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu took together Klal Yisrael. Vayakel, the Yid HaKadosh tells us, Vayakel is Gematria Mikveh. How do we understand this Gematria? The Sefer Ahavas Sholem tells us Edova Nifle. He speaks on the same way on the Vayakel and explains it two times, once in Vayakel, once in Parshas Kisisa, and explains it that you should be able to understand why the Inyan of Achdus is the same as the Inyan of the Mikveh. Because it says in Chinuch, what is the Inyan of Taras HaMikveh? What is the Inyan that when one goes under the water, one becomes Torah from a Tumah, even from Tumah's Chamurais, that need Tvila, one becomes Torah with a Tvila B'Mikveh. The Chinuch explains, it says in Pasuk that Tchilas Abriya, Ruach Elokim Merachefes Al Pnei Amoyim, the world was only water in Tchilas Abriya. So what does a person do when he goes under the water? A person has to think, I'm becoming bottle of mavutl. The world doesn't exist anymore. It's Kulay Mayim, just like Tchilas Abriya. That's this batlus that a person has to have in a mikveh. The way Svarim explained, when a person goes to a mikveh, a person has to bend his whole koima, to be able to be toivel himself. Because that is the inyan of the tefillah of the mikveh. The bending of the koima, the bittle of the koima sa'adam, the bittle of the whole being of a person, that he thinks of himself that he does not exist. He's completely under the water. He's completely like Tchilas Abriya. That's how the Chinuch and Parshas Metzora explains the Sheirish and the Tam HaMitzvah of mikveh. When one has to understand, when one wants to be ba'achdus in Klal Yisrael, what brings a person to have sinas achim? What brings a person, chas v'shalom, to talk lashon hara, to have chas v'shalom sinah, to have kina, to have midos rois ben adam lechaveroi? Everything comes from the lack of ayin toiva to another person. It comes from the lack of ayin toiva to be able to fagin, that somebody else should also have something. It is the lack of ayin toiva that is the sheirish of all midos rois of a person. It's the ayin ra in a person that brings a person to all the averes, to the leisachmeid, which is the end of the aseres adibreis, and it's the check for the aseres adibreis. The Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Radavilla, tells us that when a person goes to an accountant and it checks, after he makes the whole cheshbenes, he checks to the cheshben shtims. You know how you check if the Meichi Hashem Elokecha is in order? What is the check on the Meichi Hashem Elokecha? How do you check if you're in order or not? The checkpoint is Leisachmeid. Leisachmeid is the way to check if the cheshbenes are right. If you have chemda still, then the Meichi Hashem Elokecha is not the way it should be. Why? Because the midah of ayin ra to somebody, not to begin that somebody else has something that I don't have. which causes me chemda, that I also have to have it. The ayra, which causes to speak about other people, to look down about other people. The ayra, which causes machlekes and pirut by people. That ayra is the sheirish of all bad midos, rois ben adam lachaveiroi. And the midah of ayin teiva is the midah, the opposite midah. The Heilige Chiddush Arim says that if one wants to know what the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah is, he says, a remez in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Zil le'ein tav v'katshe le'yarcha. Why? Because Ayin Teiva is the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah. Ayin Teiva is the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah. The way the Sosemis explains, when one starts Shemana Esrei Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't say v'chein saying kovid la'amecha, he says v'simlech, he talks about the Rebbeinu Shalom's melucha on the whole world first. First he fagins ayin toiva, that the Eibishtim should be melech on the whole world. That's just a simen on the avoda of ayin toiva. The avoda on Rosh Hashanah is the avoda of achdus. It says in Zohar Kodesh, the Rebbe Rabunim of Peshischa has a Yiduidika letter about Rosh Hashanah, and he talks about the Zohar Kodesh, that the seid of Rosh Hashanah is b'soich ami anoichi yosheves. The seid of getting away in the Yom Adin, of saving oneself in the Yom Adin, of not having the Chomer Adin, is b'soich ami anoichi yosheves. I am within my the nation of Klal Yisrael. I don't stick out to be myself. When one sticks out on Rosh Hashanah, then he sticks out to be separated from Klal Yisrael, then he has Chomer Adin Rachman al-Islam. When one includes himself into Klal Yisrael, that's the Atzala, and that's the Seid of Rosh Hashanah. B'soich Ami Anoichi Yosheves needs that a person should be Mevatel himself to Ami. That it's not possible to be B'soich Ami Anoichi Yosheves if I have Ayra, Aruven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda that surround me. It's not possible. There's a chatzitza between me and Klal Yisrael. Just like in a mikveh, if there's a chatzitza, the mikveh is not metair. So too, if it cannot be b'soich ami, if there's a chatzitza between me and ami, if there's a separation through sinna, through kinna, through midos rois between one person and another person, that causes that the taras amikveh shouldn't be the way it should be. The tara of b'seich ami anoichi yesheves, the hatzala of b'seich ami anoichi yesheves. Mikveh is metar because it's bittul. Klal Yisrael is metar because to become part of Klal Yisrael, you need a lot of ispatlus ayesh. You have to be mevatel yourself a lot. If you think of yourself as a yesh, it's very hard to belong to the public, to belong to the klalius of Klal Yisrael, to be bottled in Klal Yisrael. It is only with the midah of bittul that one can be part of Klal Yisrael. And that is why Klal Yisrael's metar, asifoson zuhi tarosom. Why is asifoson zuhi tarosom, to use a melitza? Why is that? That is because only with bittul can we have asifa. And what is the aveda of Rosh Hashanah? The aveda of Rosh Hashanah is one to include himself in the tzibur. One should go through not as a yochid. One should be included in the tzibur. That's the aveda of b'seich ami anoichi yosheves. And that's the aveda of becoming bottle in Klal Yisrael. And that can only be with the koyach of achdus. So what do we need to be ma'achid Klal Yisrael? If you want to take the nation together, then one of the ways to take them together is with the Chatzetzres, and Zohar Kodesh says that that's meramez on the Indian of Shofar, and the Shofar as a koyach ubahakil es om. Shofar as a koyach to make achdus in Klal Yisrael. That is the tachlis of Shofar. Shofar is the tachlis to call Klal Yisrael together, to pull Klal Yisrael together, to break the bechitzes that there are between one and another. That's the koyach of Shofar. The koyach of Shofar is to wake up Klal Yisrael to achdus, to become one. Shabbos Kodesh is rather the Shabbos, is rather the Echot. Shabbos is Achdus. Shabbos is Yoma the Nishmasim Velav the Gufa. Shabbos, the Nishamas of Klal Yisrael are all one. All the Mechitzos that are in Klal Yisrael are only from the Gufim of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos, a person can elevate himself to Achdus. Shabbos, a person can become Echad with Klal Yisrael in Shabbos without the Shofar. And that is why we don't need the Shofar on Shabbos. Because what brings from Kisei Din to Kisei Rachman? What is the Koyach of Ma'ir Zan Rachman? The Koyach of Ma'ir Rachman is the Koyach of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. And if we said that it says in the Talmud al-Rajba that the Oifim to be Ma'ir Rachman is through Lefnim Mishuris Hadin, there are times that Achdus needs an act of Lefnim Mishuris Hadin. Many times in Achdus, in Bein Adam Lechaveroi, one feels that he's right because Shuris Adin tells him he's right. And Shuris Adin tells him that he has to separate himself from Ploini Almoini. But it's not like that. To prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah, we need Lefnim Mishuris Adin. And Lefnim Mishuris Adin is the Yonim of Ben Odom Lechaveroi, of being Goyim the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Especially this year, when the only way we come to Rosh Hashanah are Shechal Lios B'Shabbos, and we need the Trua, we need the Koyach of the Trua to be able to bring the Yeshua from Kisei Din to Kisei Rachman. And how do we have that? We have that through the Koyach of Shabbos Kodesh, through the Achdus of Shabbos. Therefore, we need that Koyach. We need the Koyach of Achdus, the Koyach of taking away the Mechitzes of one between one and another and bringing down those Mechitzes. Shabbos, the Seid from Shabbos is that one has to be Shabbos in Rishus Ayochid, not in Rishus Arabim. Klal Yisrael has to become back Ayochid, belong to Yechidei Shel Olam, and all be Ma'achid together, especially Shabbos at Rosh Hashanah, as we explained. That is the Aveda, and with that Aveda, we can do with the Shabbos what we always need to do with the Shofar. This may be another explanation to why we don't blow Shofar Shabbos, something that says in a lot of Svarim, the same Mahalach. There is in a Ha'ara, in Kama Svarim, Shlomo Kluge is Ma'orer, and so too the Orech Laner in Sefer Minchas Oni Ala Torah, and many other Kadumenim are Ma'orer us that on this coming Shabbos there is a special need to watch that the Shmiras Shabbos of this Shabbos should be on a higher standard than a holy year. The Shmiras Shabbos of this Shabbos should be with all the Chumras of Shmiras Shabbos, because if not, it's missing in the Shmiras Shabbos, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam mourns that if Shabbos is not so important by you, then why aren't you blowing Shofar? If Shabbos is not that important by you, why are you blowing Shofar? Let us look at this word. Let us look at this word and understand this word. You have to understand what this word means. Let us go back to the Kasha. How can the Chachomim be mevatled Ki Shofar if Ki Shofar is our whole chiyus, and Kiyush Shofar is our whole atzala? And the teretz to this question, it says in Meshech Chochma, in one way, in other achronim, in other ways, the main point is that if a Yid has so much ahavas Hashem, if a Yid has so much ahavas Hashem, that he's ready to put away the Kiyush Shofar for fear that maybe there will be Nischalel Shabbos somewhere in the world, not by me, not that I will be Mechalel Shabbos, somewhere in the world there will be Nischalel the Shabbos Kodesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through that I am going to blow Shofar. And a Yid has such a pachat from the Aveira of Shabbos, and a Yid has such a Havas Hashem, that he knows that an Aveira is something that he doesn't want to happen, because I have a Hashem Sinu'ra. He cannot be saved that an Aveira should happen. And therefore, he is ready to be mevater on the Hatzala of Shofar, that it should not be Nischalel, the Shabbos Kodesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the biggest schus that one has when it comes to Yom Adin. Because that is Havas Hashem. That is not only Yira, that shows a Mirudike Darga of I have a Hashem. He chose a Merdeke Darga to have such love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and such ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs that one is afraid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah of Shabbos should become Nivga through that I'm going to blow Shofar. That is the way one is Merdeke Rachmem by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by showing his ahava Hashem, by showing his ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's ready to be mevater from his own atzola in order that Rebbeinu Shalom Shabbos should not be nivgam. Rebbeinu Shalom Shabbos should not have a pagam through Chilul Shabbos. That is the way Svarim explain it. That comes back to the same exact explanation that our main atzola when it comes to Rosh Hashanah is not within. Our main atzola is with Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. Because this bittle of shofar is not din, it's a gzeira of the Fnim Meshur Sadin. It's a gzeira that comes from Ahavas Hashem, from wanting to do more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from wanting to protect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. And that is Ma'irer Rachmem by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that, there's a very important lesson in the way we live our lives. Many of us, and maybe every single one of us, I don't mean to say Musa, I'm only talking to myself and talking out loud to a tzibbur. Every single person suffers from time to time to fa'em for himself that al pidin it's mutter. Al pidin there's no iser. Al pidin I wasn't over something. Al pidin I don't have to be machmer. Al pidin, the al pidin of Shulchan Aruch, one can find a lot of ways to fa'em for why is anhagas achayim is the way it is. But remember what it says in Talmud HaRashba. With din we do not get away on Yom HaDin. With going with din, we do not get away on Yom HaDin. On Yom HaDin, the only way that we can have an atzala on Yom HaDin is only with the anhaga of Lefnim Mishuris HaDin. And how are we me'orer the anhaga of Lefnim Mishuris HaDin? When we live a life that's surrounded and that the nekuda, that the way we live is with lefnim mishuris hadin. The nekuda, the way we live, is not to be yoytze. It's not to be able to be yoytze the chiyuv. We want to do it with ahava and we want to do it the best that we can do it. And that goes for mitzvahs maisiyes and that goes for shmira of leises. That goes in many aspects of our life. There are a lot of things that we do only to be yoytze what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And if we only want to be yoytze, we have a very slim chance in Yom HaDin. The way to be able to be oimed in Yom HaDin is to come with Lefnim Mishuras HaDin, to come with anhaga of Lefnim Mishuras HaDin. And Lefnim Mishuras HaDin means to look not to be yoytze, to look to do what more. Because an oyev Hashem doesn't do only to be yoytze. Ahavas Hashem wants to do what more. Ahavas Hashem brings a person to want to be do the mitzvah in the best way possible. Ahavas Hashem brings a person to want to watch himself from a loyses in the best way possible. The most shmiras. There are a lot of things that one can say, no, I don't have to be afraid of it. I won't fall through in the Aveira. There are many things that we live on the edge. We live on the edge. We live a life on the edge. On the edge means we can in a second fall over the cliff and go away from the derech that we have to go. Why? Because we are not afraid. I can walk on the edge and I won't fall down. But that is not a derech of a oyev Hashem. A oyev Hashem doesn't walk on the edge of a cliff. A oyev Hashem is afraid to walk on the edge of the cliff because maybe you'll slip, and the maybe you'll slip is more important than walking on the edge of the cliff. And that makes us be more, to watch more, to be more adherent in our shmira of lois eses, and to be marchik ourselves more with gedorim usyogim, not to be over an iser. And it makes ourselves try to do mitzvahs with more hidurim, with more ahavas Hashem, and with that koyach of Ahavas Hashem, with being mekabel on ourselves in these last 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, to do mitzvahs with Hidur, to be Rosh Shmira from Leis Eses with Hidur, not to say, no, it's not so gefährlich, I won't be over, I could go all the way, just I won't do it, I could go till there, but that I won't do, that's not Ahavas Hashem, that's not Lefnim Yishur Hasadin. Ahavas Hashem, Lefnim Yishur Hasadin, is Ma'ayre, the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Amo Yisrael, is Ma'ayre that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Noig with us, Lefnim Yishur Hasadin. Let us be Mis'ayre, Sayim Bein Adam Lachaveiroi, Sayim Bein Adam Lamokoim, to fear the Lefnim Yishur Hasadin. And with that koyach that we will fear the Lefnim Yishur Hasadin, the Rebbeinu Shalom will be chaining us lefnim yishur sadin with the ksivik simeteva and yimale Hashem kol mishalos libchem leteva.